temper brings this honor to my happy Mushu palace.
How'd you do that? I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
I'm feeling happy. You gone mad?
I'm so mad at you, I don't think I'll ever talk to you again.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Well, I feel like we got a bit of a jump start on Bugs and Hugs today with the whole basketball hoop on the street conversation that's started in Saskatoon, because it's that area in Saskatoon that received the notices. But boy, province-wide, the number of people wanting to jump in on that conversation, either hugging the kids out there playing basketball or bugged by those basketball hoops on the street. We heard from both sides, for sure. Thank you to everyone calling in. So we are heading into a full hour of Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. That's the number. Same number to text and to call. Love to hear from you on whatever is on your mind. There's so much going on right now to be bugged by and to send a hug out for. There's lots of good things. And I'm actually going to start it myself today, because I don't often, I feel like I should more often take the opportunity to thank you for listening. We have so many people, dedicated listeners, that contribute to the conversation, but there are also a lot of people who probably never pick up the phone and call in, but listen to this program each and every day. I hear from people, you know, I'm on the road a lot. I listen to you in my vehicle. A number of people have it on in the workplace. In fact, I have it on good authority that the Regina Catholic School Division shop in Regina has not only one, but multiple radios tuned in to the Evan Bray Show each and every day. And if someone even flinches like they're going to change the station, Paul is on the spot. I appreciate Paul being my guardian of the radio dial, keeping it locked in and listening to our show. So to Paul and Trent and Alex and AJ and everybody that's working at RCSD shop today, thank you so much for listening into the show. Wherever this finds you in the province, now is your time to get it out. Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. Daryl in Moose Jaw says, let me start the conversation with the state of the 4th Avenue Bridge in Moose Jaw. Daryl says, it's always in a state of disrepair. When they do try and fix it, it seems like they always do a terrible job. Daryl ends his text by saying, a monkey with a wooden leg and a spatula could do a better job of fixing this bridge, the 4th Avenue Bridge in Moose Jaw. Daryl would like it fixed, please. Cameron in Regina said, every time we have some hot temperatures in the forecast, I feel like the media begins to warn us of the perils that heat can create. Is there really anyone out there that doesn't know sunscreen, a hat, and plenty of fluids is required? Talk about a Captain Obvious alert. Okay, Cameron, for the rest of my show, I will tell you that it is going to be scorching hot and muggy this weekend, period. You take it from there. I'm not telling you anymore. And if Monday you text in that you're red and sunburned, I'll say, well, Cameron told me not to say anything more about sunscreen. 1-877-332-8255. What do you want to chat about? Bugs and Hugs? Phone lines are open. Let's chat. Let's go to Dave. Dave is calling in from Kipling. Dave, thanks for calling in this morning. Good to have you on the program. What have you got for me?
Morning, Evan. I got a bug, and I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but you know, it's against the media and people like yourself. We're spending too much time talking about worldly problems and the World Cup and somebody with suntan problems and whatever. I don't know if you're aware of this, but did you know that Justin Trudeau is not happy and he's very uneasy about the lifestyle that he's leading right now with Katy Perry?
I did not know that.
Well, Evan, I think you need to cover something like that, because the poor man, he just can't get it done.
Where are you getting this information, Dave?
I hate to say the internet, but that's where I get my information from, Evan.
You're saying we got to cover some of these serious issues more often.
Could you please?
Okay. We need a little more positivity and happiness in our life, says Dave. I do like the idea of positivity and happiness. I also love the idea of having a topic like we just had with the basketball hoops, which sometimes we might go to open lines on a topic that not everyone has either the knowledge or the desire to form an opinion on. But something like the one we just did, basketball hoops on city streets, isn't that one of those topics that regardless of who you are, you probably have a thought on it? I love those topics. I love it. 1-877-332-8255. Let's keep going. Dusty and Lanigan, who I'm going to be seeing very shortly. I'm looking forward to Ag in Motion in a couple of weeks, which becomes the highway so busy by your place, Dusty.
Yeah, it is. It is busy. Well, we live a little bit north of Langham, northeast, but Highway 16 is our main road. But yeah. What I got a problem with is, Evan, a couple things, actually. First of all, is the snowbirds being taken out of service.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that they're not coming back to Saskatchewan. If
really?
If they do come back, it will be down east. And if this was in Quebec, they would not be taken out of service. They'd have found those airplanes. They've been looking for them for 20 years. And Evan, how long have you been a cop? You know when somebody's lying.
And you feel like we're getting fed a line here.
Absolutely. Mm. And another question I have, and you're wise in the ways of the world, I've been also told that this new library, they're putting showers into it.
Well, I've been told
about that?
I asked that question directly on the air, and the answer was no. Asked that question, and I got told no. So unless the person I asked, I was the mayor that I was talking to, unless that she was misinformed or plans changed, the answer is no to the question.
Well, and that's a good thing. And regarding these basketball hoops on the street, the people that are complaining about them would complain if they were hung with a new rope. It always fits.
I've never heard that saying before, Dusty.
I used to work with Air Force guys, and this guy had some good ones.
Anyway, listen, I appreciate the call, my friend.
You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks for the check-in. So on the snowbirds topic, gosh, I hope Dusty's wrong. I'm a person refusing to believe that this is the end of the snowbirds in Moose Jaw. I do think we are going to sadly see a bit of a break in action here. This event that's happening tomorrow, this is the 55th anniversary of the Snowbirds hometown event. Gates open, by the way, tomorrow at 10. The snowbird flyby goes at 1 o'clock. They are sold out. And I've been told that I can't encourage you to drive and park on a nearby road. So I'm not going to encourage you to do it, but I am going to say a lot of people do that because they sold out so quick. Cause it's a view in your vehicle kind of a show, right? So I think they've got 600 vehicles in there, in the grounds, that will be watching the show. But I refuse to believe that this is the end of the snowbirds. It is a change in direction. They're going to have new planes. We know that. They're moving from jets to prop planes. But I refuse to believe it's the end. We are going to have a great chat about the snowbirds coming up at 11:30. Dan Dempsey, Lieutenant Colonel retired, former commanding officer and team leader with the Moose Jaw Snowbirds, is going to join our program. So that is coming up a little bit later on today. Bugs and Hugs, 1-877-332-8255. Evan is on the line from Regina with a bug. What have you got?
Yeah, I was sad to see the report with the Hatfield manifesto. This guy should have been caught a long time ago. Like, he's truly deserved. But nobody wants to bring the fact that he was a communist into play. And that's really dangerous.
So I have to admit, I don't know a lot of details about it. I mean, I know the manifesto is out there. It's like a 104-page document. So this is Seth Scott Hatfield, who is from Lethbridge, who is responsible for the shooting in Montreal, just to clarify what we're talking about. So what are you telling me? He's a communist?
Yeah, he really communist ideas and talking about having people get ready for an insurrection.
Mm.
He also talks about corruption, which is part of the reason I think maybe he picked Montreal, the Montreal police force, because of corruption. But, you know, it's very lengthy and very detailed. And it does bring up his idea about communism and socialism and how he thinks it's so much better and how we should fight against the man. I don't know why the government's not calling that out.
Right. Well, you've given me something. You've given me a homework assignment because I knew about the manifesto. I have to admit I didn't read it in detail, so I didn't know that it had kind of that communist link or lean to it. But there's no question that this 25-year-old from Lethbridge has been radicalized, and much of that, I'm guessing, happened online. We've talked about that problem on this program before. But there needs to be a better way of detecting this, because after the fact, how often, time and time again, after a serious tragic incident, a shooting like this happens, do people come out of the woodwork saying, well, look at this document. Look at what they posted on their Facebook page. Look at this. I mean, the warning signs are there, and yet we seem to not be able to step in front of these incidents as good as we should be able to. 1-877-332-8255. It's been a while since I've heard from Tom in Choiceland, but I've got him on the phone today, and you are bugged by what, Tom?
Well, I'm bugged about the government.
What about the government? Which government are you talking about?
Oh, our federal government.
Federal, okay.
Because, I've been disabled, and, my check hasn't went up one cent since I've been on this. I'm on disabled pension, right?
Yet
I got a year and a half to go until I'm on pension, and everybody's checks going up except mine. Well, I think that the checks should go up with the inflation rate, so that a person can live. Right?
You're working on a fixed income, and that fixed income is challenging for many people with the cost of living. Gosh, isn't that a topic that we've been talking about a lot? Speaking of which, isn't there something in the news? I was reading about a class action lawsuit regarding beef, much like the bread fixing scandal, where many people signed up and got a check to pay them back for some of the overpriced bread they were buying. Well, it sounds like we could be on the doorstep of a beef class action that might see you get another check in the mail. It's yet to be determined. I think there's hearings in September and December, but if the courts approve the settlements, details on when and how that money will be distributed will be made public. So keep an eye out for that one. One more quick call before we take our break, but Bugs and Hugs is going until 11 o'clock. Lloyd in Prince Albert with a hug. Always appreciative of a hug. What have you got?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Just a big hug to all the people that take time out to drop down to blood services and give some blood.
Ah, good. Yes, good thought. Something that's very, very much needed. Are you a regular blood donor?
You bet.
Good for you, Lloyd. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for the good reminder. Let's do this. Let's take a break. We'll come back. The phone lines are packed. Text lines packed. It's a great Friday to get it out. Bugs and Hugs continues here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.
Best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Hug me!
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka. Oh,
yeah. All right, I'm literally lost on the text line here. There are so many texts coming in today, which is great. I love it. 1-877-332-8255. Before we go on, we just had the caller about the manifesto of the person who was involved in the shooting. He's from Lethbridge. He's a 25-year-old. He had a manifesto. He insinuated to me that it was deeply rooted in communism. Well, I just chatted because I haven't read the 104-page manifesto. I did know that there was obviously a strong incel ideology as part of that. Misogyny was part of that as well. I just talked with a couple of people who actually have some fairly significant and deep knowledge about this manifesto. And while there are and may be a couple of links to communism in there, you can't say that he's a communist. I mean, he has some right wing ideologies. He does have a couple of communist related things in there, but let's just make sure we get this right. I would say misogyny and the incel ideology was probably what was behind that manifesto that was behind the shooting that happened in Montreal. 1-877-332-8255. The text line. I honestly don't know what it is today, but people are wanting to get it off their chest. Lots of great texts coming in here. A Friday bug from Brian in Saskatoon. Similar to the considerate folks who tailgate way too close, visibly cussing at you in your rearview mirror, then quickly dart around you only to take the next exit ramp 8 seconds later, I wonder if they're the same kind of souls who you can see impatiently waiting to be let into traffic from a side road, clearly not being allowed in by car after car. And then you, being the super nice driver, slow down, wave them into traffic just ahead of you. It would be nice to get a quick wave of thanks, but no, nothing, nada. Not a gesture of thank you. You wish you could take that gesture back and not be the person that let them in. What's so hard about a quick thank you wave? Feel better, Brian? I like it. I like your bug. And by the way, the number of people still talking about bugged by the basketball hoop situation in Saskatoon. We got people going on that one. Here's another one I want to read. Luke in Saskatoon, because I'm going to try and provide some context to this. Here's Luke's bug. When there's a Rider home game, there are four heavy equipment graders parked and running with an operator sitting in a unit to block traffic north and south on Elphinstone. There's a huge cost to this action, $250,000 a year plus. And yet the city needs to raise taxes. Stop this action, and there's a savings. Mike in Regina. So here's the story behind it. If you remember, there was a, was it White Avenue in Edmonton, where after a CFL game, a motorist goes through in a vehicle, injuring a number of people. It was basically like an attack on people. So there's so many people walking on Elphinstone Street in Regina, getting to Taylor Field, like they park and walk from various different areas, but that portion of street that, you know, simply putting up cones or barricades or even a police car there doesn't do the same job as municipal graders. So more and more cities have gone to using city assets in this regard to try and provide a good, strong physical barrier preventing someone come flying down the street in a vehicle and compromising, obviously, seriously compromising safety for people. So, I mean, I was back at the police service when these types of discussions were had with the city. They were had in conjunction with the CFL and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders around site safety and security. And the decision was made, and this isn't just a Regina thing. This is done in many centers. They use some of the assets they have that do a better job of blocking traffic. So you may still be bugged by this, Mike, but at the end of the day, that's the rationale. That's why they do that. 1-877-332-8255. I've got a couple of people left on the phone line. I want to see if I can get to one very, very quickly here. Let's go with Bonnie. Bonnie and Wadena, you got 1 minute. What have you got for me today?
Well, I have a hug to Pierre Polyev in his cabinet, and I want to acknowledge their persistent attempts to see responsible spending of our hard-earned taxpayer dollars. They tried to establish a committee to investigate the Liberal BC government decision to buy out the condos in BC, which appeared to be a bailout for developers and bankers using our hard-earned taxpayer money. My bug is to the Carney Liberals and their manufactured majority blocking that study, which is consistent with their lack of transparency, lack of accountability, and authoritarian method of governance.
You got it done, Bonnie. You got it done in a minute. Good on you. Now, you brought up Pierre Polyev. Maybe we'll do this when I come back from the break, but there's a bit of conservative infighting going on. We'll talk about why it was regarding a statement he made. I've got a quick clip of the statement he made and why it's causing some consternation amongst conservative supporters in the country. That topic when we come back on Bugs and Hugs here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Why don't you do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids, until dried-out, brain-dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea, from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back. Bugs and Hugs continues on. Now, we just had Bonnie on the line from Wadena with a hug to Pierre Polyev and the work he's doing to try and expose the condo bailout that many are worried about, scratching their head about, mad and angry about, that the current federal government has done, along with the BC government. Now, I saw a text on the text line. I had to bring it back up here. Bob said, Evan, I am a lifelong conservative and have no plans in changing. I vote conservative because I align with the party's values. That said, I am frustrated that they are currently more focused on fighting within and among themselves than they are against trying to get themselves into power. And then he goes on, and it's a fairly long text, but he is basically referring to the speech that Pierre Poilievre gave at the Calgary Stampede just this past week, where he talked about the liberal lobbyists. I'll just play it for you. It's a very short clip, but this is exactly what he said.
The future premier of British Columbia, Carolyn Findlay. Way to go. Fresh off a big win against liberal lobbyists from out east. We've got our former leader.
So what he's talking about there, liberal lobbyists from out east, is one of the other people that was running for the leadership of the BC Conservative Party was a lady by the name of Caroline Elliott. And she had Corey Tenike as her campaign manager. Now, Corey, who, by the way, is from Saskatchewan. He's a farm kid, born and raised in Young, Saskatchewan. He's the former director of communications for Stephen Harper. He's the campaign manager for Doug Ford in three elections, successfully for Doug Ford in three elections. And then he worked with Carolyn Elliott in this recent BC Conservative leadership race, and not successfully. So Corey Tenike has been very critical about Pierre Poilievre and the strategies that he's used, and just him as a leader. So even though Corey is absolutely steeped in conservative work and has done much work over the years, including the work he did in communications for Stephen Harper, he's been quite critical of Pierre Poilievre. And this is part of the rift between Poilievre and Doug Ford. You might remember Poilievre and the premier from Tim Houston from Nova Scotia. I mean, there hasn't exactly been like this love-in, even though they're conservatives. There hasn't been. So Caroline Elliott, the reason that this has become a topic is she posted this video on X. Now, keep in mind, she ran for the conservative leadership in BC and lost, but she had this to say about what Pierre Poilievre said about liberal lobbyists.
Hi, Pierre. Caroline Elliott here. I voted conservative my entire life. I voted for you in your own CPC leadership race. My family and friends donate to you at my encouragement. I've attended events and knocked on doors for you, spoken up for you on social media and in my columns that you've actually posted to your own social media. I was the only candidate to publicly endorse you ahead of your leadership review vote earlier this year. So your MPs, and now you personally, celebrating my defeat in the BC Conservative leadership race is disappointing. The race is over, and it's time to unite, not divide. Because here's the thing. In that race, my team, made up of many of your own former staff, broke records not just in total dollars raised, but in the number of small donations from every corner of BC. We drove the issue set the entire time on things you're starting to notice, like property rights. We engaged thousands of people who'd never even considered voting conservative before, who brought new levels of energy and excitement to the cause. And despite a very close loss in that race, I'm doing everything I can to continue to fight our disastrous NDP government here in BC, because I know that politics is about addition, not subtraction. Putting the public interest ahead of personal disputes. Welcoming people in, not shutting them out. I'll keep fighting every day to bring people together for the future of my province and our country. I just hope you decide to do that too.
It's a message that got a lot of traction on social media. And by the way, there's a lot of people, I don't know much about Caroline Elliott, but there's a lot of people who say, watch this leader. She's strong. This is not the last that we're going to hear of her. She is going to emerge at some point as a strong leader in BC, or maybe in another form, maybe even federally when it comes to politics. So bit of a rift that's happening in the Conservative Party. I mean, even, you know, not just that, but Conservative MP Leslyn Lewis was openly critical this week of the AI data center in Alberta, which was announced the day before by Premier Danielle Smith. So you've got, again, one conservative federally kind of brushing up against, counter to what another conservative provincially is saying, thinking, and doing. And so the theme is, and this is the back to the root of the message on the text from Bob, is we can't afford to be fighting with each other. If conservatives want to unite and turn the ship around, which Bob suggests in his long text that he would absolutely love to do, then we need to play together, not fight. 1-877-332-8255. It is Bugs and Hugs, so there's lots of opportunity for you to still get in, whether it's a call or a text. I want to go to this call, Roman in Saskatoon, with a bug. What's your story, Roman?
Hey, sister, the crux of it is not enough emphasis being put on trying to identify perpetrators of identity fraud.
Okay, you cut off a little bit at the start, Roman. You said this was your sister that had was a victim of an identity fraud?
Yeah, my sister was an identity fraud victim. She's pretty upstanding. Like, she doesn't do any strange behavior, giving her SIN or credit card numbers in these weird places. Somehow, a person in another city got her SIN number and tried setting up two bank accounts on the same day. Thankfully, the person wasn't that smart and used my sister's own email address, and so she got notifications that these two bank accounts were set up within 2 hours of each other. And so these were banks that she does not bank with.
Okay.
And so this is where the story gets a little crazy. She contacted both banks immediately and said, hey, this is not me. Close the accounts. And they said, we can't close the accounts because we don't know who you are. And so they wouldn't even freeze the accounts based on her calling in. She had to go in the next day, bring photo ID, spend a couple hours, do all these things. And so that was the first thing. I was just like, what the heck? The banks are giving more credit to this person who's committing fraud than when my sister actually calls in. So she goes to the police. This is in Calgary, calls the police. They figure it out that the banks figure out that, okay, both of these accounts are in Kelowna, goes to the police with this information, and they were able to shut down the accounts before any money was taken out or anything like that, so it was caught very quick. And because this is so rampant, they didn't even try to track down who the person was who did it. This person, they would have had video surveillance of them in the bank. They would have had a driver's license, fake driver's license, or other fake identity information that they would have made. And because no money was taken out, they're like, okay, good for you. You caught it early. You didn't lose any money. This happens so frequently that we're not going to go after them.
Ugh.
And we're just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And so the other really frustrating thing is now her SIN and personal information is probably on the black web. And so she actually contacted the CRA, hey, can I change my SIN? They said that's actually not going to get it any better. And now she essentially has to be in this defensive posture,
yeah,
paying both Equifax and TransUnion, I think it's like $20 each, so $40 a month for the rest of her life, so this doesn't happen.
Gosh.
And so the and it was just like so frustrating that, because I happened to be in Calgary at the time when she was going through all this, and just trying to coach her through some, asking her questions, yeah, or this or that, and it was like, there was no, because it happened so frequently, they weren't going to prosecute, or
yeah,
they weren't. I guess the banks are very, unless if it's a bank robbery, they won't give you the video information.
Right, and I think part of the complications too, Roman, is when no money, like the bank will usually reimburse you the money. They have insurance for that. So if money is actually, like if you are out money, often if it's proven to be a fraud, they'll reimburse you. But I feel like you've given me a good idea. That would be a good show topic, to bring someone in from whether it's Equifax or maybe just the National Fraud Organization to talk about what the state is out there, what people can do to protect themselves, what's the process if you're the victim. That would be a good topic to bring onto the show, because there's a lot of people who would be able to relate to that as well, for sure. Okay, let's keep going. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, where am I going to go? Let's go to Dean in Madge Lake. Dean, thanks for calling in. Bug or hug, what have you got?
Oh, I'm bugged by the Regina City Police. They kind of took a page out of the Liberal playbook. And I guess it goes to Rebel News. I mean, people love them or people hate them, but the bottom line is you know, their news outlet to do investigative reporting. And you know what? They've exposed a lot of stuff that the Liberals have done, but they wanted to do some work on the mosque and the call to prayer. And so they, you know, started, you know, whatever. And, they end up getting blocked on all the social media, and all the, I guess the tools that they use to investigate or try to get information from the police, they're blocked. Now, in saying that, because they're, a tax-paid organization, whether you like them or not, you have to, you can't do those sorts of things, right?
So
the Liberal government tried and they ended up going to court.
Yeah, I remember. I remember that. So do you know, Dean, did they, can I just ask a question? Did you, like you're saying they blocked them. What do you mean? Like the Regina Police Service blocked them on Twitter or on social media?
On Twitter and all their social media.
But they wouldn't. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't know this case, and I am surprised actually if they did block them, because typically I can tell you when I was with the police service, we would not block people. That didn't happen very often, but they would be able to get access to information other ways than just through the Regina Police website, I'm assuming.
I'm sure it's just the point that
the principle of it.
these guys are pit bulls, right?
Yeah.
And what they'll do is they'll sue, which they sued the government. They won every case, and they will sue the city of Regina, which will cost the taxpayers.
I'm going to dig into this. I appreciate you bringing it to my attention. Whenever I have the chief on next, I don't know when we've got Chief Laura Lee Davies on, but I'll ask the question. Was there a conscious decision to block anyone from, the access to the social media or whatever? We'll get to the bottom of it, Dean, and I appreciate the note. Okay, let's take a break. We'll come back and finish up Bugs and Hugs up till 11 o'clock. Still lots of people on the phone, all kinds of texts. Lots to talk about. We'll be right back here. 980 CJME, 650 CKOM.
Super duper!
That's awesome!
Want to give you a big hug.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Crooked Water Hard Iced Tea from the makers of Alibi Vodka.
It's been a busy day today. The phone lines have been crazy. The text line has been crazy. And I wanted to jump back on there because we haven't had a chance to hit as many of these as I would like. A great event happening this weekend at Kenosi Lake. It's the 11th annual Show and Shine put on by the Cornerstone Cruisers. The Show and Shine happening tomorrow, July 11th, at the beach parking lot at Kenosi Lake. 10 o'clock start, goes till 4 in the afternoon. $10 to enter. Last year, I think they had something like 215 cars. And, I mean, it is an event to be held. All kinds of prizes, music playing, door prizes. They have competitions. They've got a concession and a beer garden going on. It's free for spectators. So be sure to check that out. If you are a person in that part of the province tomorrow, Kenosi Lake, keep in mind the 11th annual Show and Shine is happening in that part of the world. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and Hugs. I got a text here saying, Evan, if we're talking about Bugs and Hugs, send it out as a hug, even though it's a bug for many. But Rocky, reminding people about boat launch etiquette this weekend. Remember, the goal is to be as quick as possible at the launch. You get your boat in the water and then you get out of the way. You adjust your floaties. You put the koozie on your pop can. You do all of that away from the boat launch. Please. Rocky would like you to remember that. 1-877-332-8255. The number of people wanting to talk about basketball hoops continues. Wayne from Prince Albert, I think parents need to talk with their children so that they're aware of and show some respect for vehicles traveling down the street. I've experienced up to 6 children playing basketball on the street, and they just continue to play while I pass by. I've had the ball hit my vehicle. So it starts with the parents to make sure that they play safe. No different than with street hockey and nets on the street. Thank you to everyone who joined the conversation. I am apologetic that we didn't get to absolutely every text and every call, but we did our best. We crammed in a lot in this hour. And keep in mind, we do Bugs and Hugs every Friday, so there's ample opportunity for you. Green and white prognostications yet to come at noon. And our good friend Belton Johnson is next. It's Eatin' Time right around the corner here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.